Good morning. Good morning. It is 7:11 a.m. See, right now it's about 28. It's going to be dropping, man. We got a high of 31. That's going to fall rapidly in the afternoon. Going to see 22, and then tonight partly cloudy, much colder, and 12. What? I know, that sucks. It's okay. We'll be all right.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, according to a new study, men are genetically wired to flaunt their wealth. Researchers found that women are more likely to say that being debt-free and not living paycheck to paycheck is their definition of financial success. Men, on the other hand, are more likely to believe that being successful means material wealth and having an enviable job. Now, I gotta say, though, this isn't our fault because I just did a story about how women think rich guys are hotter. So you know what, ladies? It's your fault. We're just pissing our money away, all right? If it wasn't for you thinking rich guys are hotter, we wouldn't be wasting our money. I don't want to waste my money. I do it to impress you ladies. All right? Always a woman's fault. Always. Anything stupid a man does is because of a woman. All right? Seriously, we're just trying to impress you all the time. It's in our genetic code. All right? James Franco had a great week with a Golden Globe Award for Best Actor. But it went downhill quick ever since allegations of sexual harassment hit, including five more that the Los Angeles Times has brought to light yesterday. The report says the five women, four of whom were in his film school, accused the actor of abusing his power to sexually exploit them. The claim Franco would force them into shooting sexually explicit scenes and would get angry if they refused to film topless. Now, again, there is no proof behind this. It's all kind of hearsay at this point. Franco's lawyer has denied each allegation, and the actor has publicly denied them in television interviews. Allegations of sexual harassment against Franco began on social media immediately after the Golden Globes, including some vague accusations from Ally Sheedy, which he has denied. So I don't know. It's so tough right now because unfortunately these reports go out. And there's no proof, but everyone now in their mind is like, well, Franco's been accused of it. But I guess we'll just wait and see. He's talked about it on Colbert. You know, he had a really good interview on Colbert. I'm not defending anything. I'm just saying there's two sides to every story. And he had a really good interview. He addressed all of this on Colbert. And I guess we'll just wait and see. We'll wait and see what happens until more stuff comes out. Lastly, if you're familiar with humble bragging, it's when someone brags, usually almost always on social media, but tries to disguise it as a negative thing. Like, example, 13 people told me I look hot today. So annoying. That's a humble brag. Or like, this is such a horrible picture. I wasn't wearing any makeup, but I posted it anyways. Whatever. And all right, women are usually the ones that humble brag. It's a lot more on the women's. I'm just saying you ladies do that all the time. Like, oh, I don't even look good in this dress, but we were out anyway, so I took a picture. You know you looked good in the dress. That's why you posted it. If you didn't think you looked good in the dress, you wouldn't have posted the photo. God, just fishing. Anyway, well, according to a new study, people hate humble bragging. In fact, the researchers found that we react more negatively to humble brags than we do to people who just skip the charade and shamelessly brag. You're better off to go on your social media or in public and just say, I look hot today. Everyone, look how hot I look. That is better than humble bragging. So really, the next time you want to post something like, I don't know, I'm so sick of having to show my ID when I buy liquor, I'm 32. Maybe just write, I look young. It's awesome how young I look. Just do that instead. We'll hate you less. We'll hate you less. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?